وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were talking about jealousy, and we said that it is one of the human traits that the Quran speaks about, obviously in a negative way, and informs us to keep away from it, because it is a moral vice that manifests itself on the outside in the form of corruption, death, bloodshed, stealing, oppression, usurping, and the list goes on, only because hasad was involved, or the root of these actions and these acts that manifest themselves on the outside, the root for them is actually hasad or jealousy. Now, we might ask the question, where does these come from, these traits, these evil vices? So I and you can have a look into ourselves and make sure that we don't have them. One of which, I mean, I will run with you through a list and let's see if we can figure them out. One of which is the self of a person becomes khabith, it becomes impure, it becomes polluted with hate, polluted with sins, it gets polluted with not wanting to share, greed. So all these vices, once they manifest themselves in the human being and they take a hold of him, they mold his soul into something that we consider to be khabith, an evil soul. And it becomes stingy in giving to other people. Such personality, such soul, obviously does not want good to others, rather wants to harm others. When a person has that inside him, where he feels that, you know, he has hatred towards mankind, and inshallah we'll talk about hate, al-bughd, in other episodes, but when a person has that in himself, you don't expect him to love other people. Obviously, he will be jealous whatever he sees a person has something good. So how would I feel that? Now, it's simple that when we see people getting good things, people having money, wealth, houses, cars, kids, wives, husbands, or whatever, when I look at them, am I happy for them? Or will I feel a sense of depression that crushes my heart? I'm saying, why not me? Why them? If I feel that, you know, that tingling in my heart and the depression and the sadness in my heart, then obviously I'm going the wrong way. But if I said, alhamdulillah, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase for them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the same, then I'm going on the right side. So first it begins with the soul itself. It's like, if we can give an example that makes things simple. When you have clay that is clean and that is, you know, pure, you can create like models out of it, and then you can dry them out, and you can paint them and do whatever you want. But sometimes the clay itself, you take it from a pond that is dirty is swamp, and you take that dirt and you take that mud, itself stinky, smells, it's usually black, it usually has a lot of like rubbish like within it, so it's not a pure mud. And when you take it and you're trying to mold something out of it, not only does it make you like really dirty and black and makes you smell, but it's hard. It's like once you dry it out, you can hardly paint it. You can hardly do anything with it. So if you compare the two clays, this is at the souls of the human being. Allah created the humans are pure from within. Once they are born, they're born with a pure soul. It is I and you who darken it. Let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said one of the reasons is that our souls, to begin with, are corrupted. And thus we start to do and have jealousy towards people. That thing is that animosity and creating enemies. Like, there are people, like, they are very easy to trigger. They are very easy to make enemies. Like a person says something to them, or a person does something to them, and all of a sudden, war rages. I hate you. I this. I that. They, you know, the relationship breaks down, and then becomes just war. Like they don't give it time. Some people, I've seen a lot of people like that. Like one instant is enough to trigger them, to cut, you know, relationship and sever everything with other people for eternity, if it takes that long. And the, you know, so this is the what we call al-adawata wal-baghda, as the Quran puts it. وَبَدَتْ بِكُمُ الْعَدَوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَى. So they have this notion within them that they are very quickly to hate. They're very quickly to reject other people. People who have this kind of soul or this kind of personality, these are the ones that they would very quickly fall into the trap of jealousy and hasad. So sometimes if I find myself among those who are easily triggered, I can easily make enemies, I can easily fight with people, then I need to revisit myself. Have a look again to myself and to myself. See what, where am I going wrong? Let me fix that. Because keeping it the way it is, it obviously going to cause me a lot of issues, right? So this is also another reason that makes people move towards hasad. Let's mention one more very quickly. And that is love for fame, love for wealth, and love for position. These three things are very destructive to the human being, to his inner stability and inner comfort and inner peace, and to the outside world. So the love for wealth, love for fame, and love for position. We, as human beings, we have love for these things. But obviously, they have to be attained and achieved through the right ways and the right sources. Not that they are haram to attain, but they have to be attained correctly. If we do them wrong, then we have a problem. So sometimes when I want to be in a position, a high position, or I want to have wealth, or I want to be have fame and be famous, and I see other people's are and I'm not, sometimes what I tend to do is be jealous of them. And sometimes, if I'm just jealous and I leave it there, I mean, that's good. But sometimes, no, I take my jealousy to the outside world where I try to create havoc and corruption, just to bring those people who have these things down. And like I said, sometimes it leads to war, sometimes it's the killing, stealing, and what have you. So we cross the limits when it comes to the human rights. We will continue, inshallah, in the next episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.